The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
You can take this Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up to the North Pole if you like. But if you're looking for Santa, head to Santa's Magical Kingdom at Crown Pyramid. Starts December 2nd. Tickets from Ticketmaster.
In this catch-up,
producer Jack chats with Ian Meadows from Channel 10's Wrong Girl. Does your dog help you pick up?
The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
It's a trip, and I can bug out to it.
With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw.
Okay, so we have our producer Jack in the studio, don't we, Woods? This has become your special spot. You were in here at this time yesterday as well.
Yeah, I know. At least I'm not doing something quite as bad as yesterday. Oh, actually, it's pretty worse.
Probably pretty bad. All right, Jack. No, it's
He's
not,
already got word vomit.
It's not bad, mate, because star of The Wrong Girl, Ian Meadows, requested you for a chat.
Yeah.
Which I was a little bit offended about, but it's obviously a credit to how good you are as an interviewer. And you spoke to him earlier this morning.
Yeah. I was his first, he was my first interview a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Went gangbusters. Everybody loved it.
Went viral,
so,
didn't it?
For those who don't know, he actually plays Pete on The Wrong Girl, doesn't he? And tonight's the finale.
Yeah, correct. And he's responsible for me getting my own Jack Chat segment on the Heidi Will and Woody Show.
In a world where questions uncover the truth. This is Jack Chat.
I'm the king of the world.
I'm Captain Jack.
I think you've got a fine brain, Jack.
I love it, Jack.
Yeah, that's growing on me.
Yeah. All right, so how did the interview go?
Okay, so it started off really well. Do you want to hear the first part?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go. Ian, hello.
Hey, Jack, how are you?
I can't hear anything, actually, in these ones.
Okay. Thanks, Jack.
Turns out that the headphones were not plugged in, which is not my fault.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Can I just say, the last interview you did with the winners of Survivor, you hung up on them 3 times within the first 5 minutes.
No, he kept getting moved across. It wasn't my fault again. Just things happen to me that make me look bad.
Okay, so it started off pretty poorly.
Okay, yeah. But then it got better. Should we play the next one? What have you been up to?
Oh, mate, just a montage of travelling the world, you know, excess, luxury. No, it's been good, mate. We've been working on some theatre and TV as well in some writing rooms. So it's been a very different speed to shooting and acting, but really good.
We're pals, you see. So I gotta forget. I forget sometimes that we're on air.
Totally.
Yeah. Oh,
so it's
okay.
Just like a normal chat.
So natural. What are you up to?
Well,
man?
It is called Jack Chat, you know, just a chat.
Yeah, exactly. And then, because he's from Perth.
Yeah.
So what are all the high school kids on at the moment? You said this morning.
Leavers. Yeah, this weekend. Leavers.
Asked him about that. Have you got a story? Where did you go for leavers? What happened?
Well, we tried to avoid any trouble, but we ended up on the beach bumping into our football team. We were Mines Rovers. We ended up bumping into the Busselton football team that we just played in the finals. And so we were aiming for this very low-key leavers, but we ended up having this face-off with our kind of hardest opponent. So it got a little less, flaccid than we hoped it might be, but it was a lot of fun.
Well, that was a bit boring.
Yeah, I got a bit lost in there.
Yeah,
I didn't really know what he was saying.
I did as well.
That was a great story.
lucky I didn't go into my leavers stories anyway.
Well, what happened on your leavers?
Oh, just like fights and stuff.
Oh,
another
really?
Time. Yeah. Another time.
Okay, so how...
there was some wrong girl chat in there as well somewhere.
Okay.
But this is how I wrapped it up. Well, Ian Meadows, thank you so much for joining us. The Wrong Girl airs tonight, season finale at 8:30 p.m. on Channel 10. Tune in. Ian, thank you so much. You've been an absolute legend. Heidi, Will and Woody love me chatting to you.
I love chatting to you too, Jack. Thanks,
mate. Oh, my God, Jack.
So that was a good wrap-up.
Oh, you nailed it again, Jack.
No!
Okay. He's like the Carl Pilkington of Perth Radio. Producer Jack.
The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9.
Tim Woods. First date, sat down and watched it last night on 7.
It's a belter.
It was funny that we just had to do a live read and I'd actually seen the episode last night.
It's a show
night.
With a twist.
It is a show with a unique twist. Anyway, what I liked about this show was one guy in particular, Ryan.
Yeah.
And he had a moment with this other girl last night. He actually pulled out photos of his dog to and win
Great
this
move.
Chick over.
Well, I've got a little dog, Harry.
What is Harry?
I'll show you a photo.
Okay, show me a photo.
My dog Harry is a Labradoodle. He's very, very cute, and he is a bit of a pulling technique when it comes to women.
That's so cute.
So, yeah, he's amazing, and he's got a killer personality. Personality-wise, very similar. He knows his limits, so he'll love to have a bit of a wrestle with you, but he won't go.
He's missed a good line there.
What?
He should have looked her in the eyes and gone, do you want to see my Labradoodle? Oh. And then she's going, oh, you creep. And he's like, no, my dog.
You're such a dirty bugger, Woods.
Yeah, I am.
let's focus on the little part that he said, pulling technique. Pulling technique. Mm. So, oh, God, that's...
Mate, I'm trying. I'm really trying not to. But, yes, pulling techniques.
No, so, you know, that's what some people call it when you go out and you pick up. Like, pull. Like, that's what...
And no, I can't take you seriously. I mean, what are you trying to do?
I'm actually being serious.
So sorry.
So 13, 10, 60, let me get this out.
We're not asking for what's your pulling technique, are we?
Does your dog do your picking up for you?
Yeah, no,
so
good question.
So you've gone out, you've got yourself a dog, maybe you're walking along West Coast Drive, you know, out on a Sunday walk, and you know that dog that you went out and purchased is going to get that girl.
Yeah, have you ever seen a male's Tinder? They always have a picture with the dog.
Really?
Absolutely.
What are you doing checking out all the guys on Tinder?
I went through a gay phase.
Well, shouldn't that be Grindr?
Yeah. Oh, Grindr, lots of dogs. lots of Labradoodles on Grindr.
But it could be girls as well. I would love to hear if any girls have gone out and got, like, you know, big dogs to try and impress dudes and try and pick up. Turn your computer off, Tim. So 13, 10, 60, do you use your dog to pick up, basically?
Yep.
Are you using it to meet someone? Oh, hello, Sam. Are you there?
Hello. Yes.
Hey, Sam. Are you willing to admit that you've used your dog or your dog has helped you pick up?
So it's not for me, not about me, but it worked on me.
Yeah. Yep.
A friend got a puppy for this reason and worked on me, and we ended up taking the dog for a walk. That was all fine, and he ended up picking up two other women at the same time.
Wow. So he really took it and ran with it.
And then did they start a relationship, or was it just kind of like took them out on a date and that was it?
Yeah, it was kind of maybe a benefits type thing.
Oh, my gosh. Sam, dogs are helping with benefits.
Can I hear from your side, Sam? What is it? What I appreciate that the dog is very cute, but at the end of the day, you're not kissing the dog. What is it about a man having a little puppy dog that makes you go, oh? Because you were friends with this person before, and then all of a sudden you felt like taking it to the next level as soon as they had a dog. What is it?
I don't know. Maybe it's the love that they show for the dog or the softer side of the dog.
That's what I was going to say, Sam. Don't you reckon that it's really sexy when you see a man looking after and taking care and you could potentially see them being
with
a great
babies.
Father?
Yeah.
Because if you can look after a puppy, you can look after some kids.
Is that what it is, Sam?
Exactly, yes. I think that's absolutely spot on.
Mm.
Yeah. I used to have a wrestle down with Bobby at the beach. I've never looked sexier.
Shirt off, puts baby oil on before the wrestle.
Yeah.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Hey, guys, I want to get saucy right now. Hides, Timmy, Princess Leia, a.k.a. Carrie Fisher, has revealed that she had a one-night romp with Han Solo, a.k.a. Harrison Ford.
Wow.
So oh, yeah.
When they were filming.
When they were filming, she was the ripe age of 19. He was 34. He was Han Solo, obviously the sexy older man.
Is that Woody Courtney age difference there, or is that a bit more respectable?
More respectable. Okay. She was out of school.
He likes the younger women because he's married to Calista Flockhart, and she's quite young
as well. And Harrison Ford is super hot, isn't he?
He's, oh my God, in Indiana Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, in her tell-all biography, she gets right into it. Yeah. She gets in it while they were filming. He seduced her.
Oh, really?
And she revealed, this is where it gets interesting for me. I didn't know Harrison Ford would be this sort of bloke. But this is a quote from Carrie Fisher's autobiography. I'm going to get into so much trouble saying this, but once I left the room, I came back and he was not wearing much, lying on my bed.
Raw.
He has done the naked man.
Is this Common Woods?
Have you done the naked man before? Non-disclosure, I have done the naked man before, no doubt.
You've got to be pretty confident.
So I don't think it works for men. I really don't. I mean, look, If there's a guy out there, 131060, if you have pulled the naked man and it has worked, please call me. I'd love to hear.
Is the naked woman part of this? I mean,
much sexier.
But just laying there waiting for, because you've got to be just as confident. And
I just want to hear about the naked man. If you're a woman and you've had the naked man pulled on you, please call on 131060. I just want to get a couple of feelers out there about has it worked? Have people tried it on you, or how badly it failed?
Well, it worked for Harrison Ford.
But he's Harrison Ford.
So what are some of the parameters of the naked man? Does the other party have to leave the room and in that time you have to drop trowel? Is that the naked man?
There has to be an exit from the woman from the room. So she leaves, she goes to the bathroom or something, maybe for a pre-rump piddle. I don't know what you guys do in the bathroom, but you always seem to go to the bathroom.
Well, we're always like to, you know, dust ourselves off and
dust just well, where you know, were like, the desert. You stepped in from the desert.
Like, you know, check that your makeup's okay and you still look pretty sexy.
Okay. So when whatever you guys are doing happens in the bathroom, the guy will make the decision to get completely naked and then be lying on the bed waiting for the woman.
And this could be you just might have met someone that for the very first time, or it could be that you've just been dating someone very early days.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Have you ever had the naked man pulled on you, Ando? Oh, come on. Surely someone in Bath has pulled out the naked man.
I don't think so. I've pulled the naked woman. That's why I was...
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
Last night.
Well, maybe we'll get into that as well. But 131060, the naked man. Has it been pulled on you or have you pulled it? Let's go to Bianca from Alkimos. Bianca, thank you for calling for starters. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Now, Bianca.
Yes.
The naked man. I'll go through it just one more time. The woman leaves the room, come back, and there you see a nude man in some sort of pose waiting for you. Now, you've had this pulled on you.
I have had it pulled on me. I had a friend. Well, I thought we were just friends.
Oh,
yes.
And we went to the beach together one summer's day and went back to his house. He was like, yeah, we can just chill out, watch a movie after. I was like, yep, cool, sounds good. I'm just going to go have a shower.
Brilliant.
So went to the shower, got back to his room. He's lying on top of the sheets, completely naked.
Oh my God.
Sprawled out like a chicken. Just sprawled out. Yeah. And he's just got like this cheeky grin on his face. And I'm standing in the doorway and I was like, yeah, this isn't going to happen. And I just walked out, never ever spoke to him again.
Oh wow. No. So you did the walk out.
Well, yeah, I don't even know what gave him that impression.
Oh, the poor guy. Sorry, can we just back up just a couple of steps here? You said he was sprawled out.
Like a chicken.
Yeah, because I've seen the naked chicken and that means you're in like a ball and it's a very...
Do you mean like a chicken, roast chicken, you know, how they're kind of spread? With
like
the...
spread eagle.
Yeah.
As in like his legs were kind of bent but spread out.
Oh!
So he's like lying, kind of like on his back, but leaning on one arm, but like the legs were spread out, so everything was on display.
Like he's going to the gynecologist.
Yeah.
He's a female.
I've got it. Okay. I think it's clear in everyone's mind now what he was doing. And Bianca, there was no. We're getting our video girl Tara. We'll take a photo on Instagram.
She's acting it out.
Like that. Oh, okay, now I get it.
So it's like a chicken on its side. It's a roast chicken on its side.
It's the sexy move.
Sorry, Bianca.
Nothing like when you go to the gyno, can I just say?
Yeah, that's much sexier.
If you're doing that at the gyno, you've got issues.
Bianca, was there any part of you that looked at this nude roast chicken on his side going, ooh?
No. The first thing I thought to myself was, oh, I didn't realise he was so tanned, and that was about it.
Fair enough. That well, there
was
you go.
Poor, and then, none of it was attractive to me. It was really ugly.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Bianca.
Don't try the chicken man.
Yeah, there you go, fellas. No more naked man.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Now a very good friend of the show's on the
show. Luke McGregor.
The cute giggle is his.
Luke McGregor.
Red hair, freckles and white skin.
Luke McGregor.
Yep, that's definitely him. He's the funny bloke off a show called Rosehaven.
We made the best show in the world.
Yes, Luke, back every week. Nice to have you here, mate.
Thanks for having me, guys. Much appreciated.
Non-disclosure, Luke. We almost didn't get you on the phone because you're on the toilet.
I know. I timed it really badly. I was trying to speed up as quick as I could without making a gigantic mess. Apologies.
That's all right, Luke. That's all right. We forgive you, mate. Hey, yeah, and you also, we haven't spoken to you for a few weeks because you lost your voice.
Yeah, I lost my voice, which was the worst because that's my income.
So what happened?
I had tonsillitis, and then after that, and I had tonsillitis in my wisdom teeth. Out, then I had a throat infection, and then I got oral thrush from all the antibiotics.
Oh my goodness! So
it was a real trio.
Oh no!
Oral thrush, then.
Yeah. Oral thrush would be hideous.
Oh, it's the worst. You can't have, I don't know, I've been trying to stick to a strict diet. The main one you can't have is alcohol, which that I know of anyway, from reading a bunch of online articles, and that sucks. I went on holiday and drank water the whole time, so that was fun.
You're a rock star, Luke.
We have got you on the show because we have been enjoying Rosehaven, which continues tonight at 9 p.m. on ABC. So I didn't realise that your parents, which you based Rosehaven on, you going back and this character working in a real estate, your parents own a real estate in Tasmania, and you and your other cast members went and worked undercover at this real estate beforehand.
Yeah, me and Seals went down there and did a little bit of undercover work, and one of the benefits of not being very famous is that you can do that. We got recognised once by a lady who said, "Didn't you guys do? Aren't you guys comedians?" And we told her that comedy didn't work out, and she believed us. By the way,
so she said, "Yeah." Did you and Celia actually sell any houses when you were undercover, or was it an absolute failure?
Helped out on a couple of inspections, but no houses were sold. Unfortunately, I didn't push hard enough, which is probably why my dad
tried
me.
So you're striking you're striking real estate agent off as a fallback plan, unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, it's always there, but you know, you probably have to sell some houses, but no, it's there. To martial arts instructor.
Hey, Luke, there's another, this week in the news, there's another very famous McGregor called Conor McGregor.
Oh, yeah.
The UFC.
He's constantly encroaching on my Google results. He's just pushing up and up and up. Like it's
fighting. It's amazing, Luke, because it's like you are the opposite to Conor McGregor. He is this arrogant Irish fighting man, and you are you. I thought, though, it could be fun right now, Luke, if you could do your best Conor McGregor impersonation, like pre-fight when they're being really arrogant.
I don't know if I can do an Irish accent.
Give it a go, mate.
I just did it in my head and I couldn't do it in my head. I even watched it too. I watched the pre-fight. I'm Conor McGregor. Oh, Jesus. It's already bad. And I'm going to... I can't even do it. I'll have to change accents to American. No, I can't. How do you say... What's the difference between Irish and the Scottish accent?
I'm Conor McGregor. I'm Conor McGregor.
I'm Conor McGregor and I'm going to win. I'm delusive. I can't do it.
Mate, you're always a treat when we have you on this show. You give anything a go. We do have lots of fun. Rosehaven continues tonight, 9 p.m. on ABC. We love you, mate, and thanks for joining us on the show.
I'm so sorry. I'll practice that next time.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
All right, guys. I want to talk about something here that I think it's going to polarise men and women.
Oh, here we go. Okay. Battle of the sexes.
Could get interesting, but let me give you some backstory first. Last year, Ben Cousins, we all know Ben Cousins, West Coast superstar, was arrested in a bit of an interesting one. He was in a low-speed chase. Do you remember that last year?
He was going
through red lights. Yeah. And anyway, he was arrested that night, and a police officer by the name of Daniel Jamieson, now I don't have to say allegedly here anymore because it has been proven, he told his girlfriend, he tipped off his girlfriend that Ben Cousins had been arrested.
So he was working for the police.
He was working for the police.
He still is, isn't he?
He still is, but yesterday he pleaded guilty to giving information to his reporter girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So he has been found guilty of that.
Oh, she was a journo.
So that's why there was a female journalist waiting for Ben when he came out of the police station, and it was a bit like, how did you know?
Yeah. It was her. Arrested. She got the exclusive.
Okay. Now, here is the question that I think is going to polarise men and women.
Yes, Woody.
And I do want people to call on 13 10 60 with their opinions. But when somebody says to you, don't tell anyone, does that include your partner?
We've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. Because remember, with Griffo, I was saying that when he's with his friends, he won't tell me anything.
And like that's
one of his mates had told him something one night and Griffo came home and he was trying to explain to me about it without telling me the thing. And I'm like, well, just tell me the thing. Mm. And he said,
he's been told not to tell anyone.
Yeah, and that's what he said. And I go, but I'm your partner. Like, we share things. Things in this house stay in this house. So I now sometimes I won't, even if someone said don't tell him, I won't tell him things just so I feel like I've got one up on him.
Right.
With things like around our friends and stuff. And then he finds out later and I'm like, oh, yeah, I already knew that.
It's not even a bro code. It's following the English language. Yes, don't tell anyone. All right, cool. I'll do exactly what that conversation said and not tell anyone.
But I think the difference is the guys and the girls.
A bit more, though, because I feel like I know in my relationship that we always say we won't hide anything or we won't keep anything from each other. So you're pitting those two things against each other. You've got one rule which says we'll tell each other everything, but then you clearly get told by someone else, don't tell anyone this. So, Heidi, I'm assuming from what you're saying is you think you should tell your partner stuff even if you get told.
I kind of think, well, no, it's not like I go home and go, oh, my God, guess what? They told me this today and I'm not allowed to tell anyone. But if it came up in conversation like it naturally did with me and him in the past, Griffo, and the thing that he couldn't tell me but he wanted to discuss around it, like just tell. Do you know what I mean? Like and trust that I won't tell anyone. I think that's the big thing with your partner, like you were talking about, you know, not hiding stuff. It comes down to trust.
Is it a lack of trust or is it because you might be a little bit of a gossip and you just want to know everything that's going on.
I'm nosy
and so, like, give me
all
the information.
I'm nosy as hell. I can't help it. I just want to know what's always going on.
Okay, I'm strongly against it. I think if someone says to you, do not tell anyone, you should not tell anyone. And if my girlfriend is listening, I do keep stuff from you, often from the boys. Anyway, 13, 10, 60. If someone says to you,
Courtney, when you have an argument about this later, bring up the word often.
Yeah.
13, 10, 60. When someone says to you, don't tell anyone, does it include your partner? And we've got Amber here from Spearwood. Amber, how are you going?
Hi.
Hey, Amber.
What are your thoughts? Does don't tell anyone include your partner, Amber?
No. No, not at all.
So you're saying if any of your friend tells you like a really full-on secret that they say this cannot get out at all, you will go home straight away and tell your husband or partner?
Yeah, we tell each other anything. Don't tell me anything unless you don't want my husband to know because we tell each other all of,
Has Amber ever got you in trouble in the past?
No, but then again, no one's ever really told me anything like massive, I guess. Maybe I don't know anything good.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's because they know that you tell your partner.
Yeah.
So that's why they...
I think all of my friends all tell their partners everything as well. Like I would, I guess we share everything anyway.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
Something
for the call.
Tells me your husband has a suspiciously low amount of friends. They just don't want to confide in him.
But sometimes I think you need the other person's perspective. Like if you are helping a friend out, that's what I'll find. Like, I might come to Griffo and just say, look, I need a guy on one of my girlfriends that might be having problems with her partner or whatever. Like, what do you think? Like,
I get
what's
the temptation.
The guy's perspective?
Sean from Padbury, how you going?
Yeah, good guys. Yourself?
Yeah, pretty good, mate. What are your thoughts? Just don't tell anyone, include your partner.
Look, I think you've just got to look at it for what it is. A secret is only a secret when one person knows about it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I 100% agree.
If you tell someone not to do something, that's normally the thought you put in their head, like standing on the edge of a cliff, don't look down. The first thing they're going to do is look down.
Yep. No. Yeah, good call. Now, Sean, does your partner share this view? Does she try and get secrets out of you, or is she comfortable with that rule as well?
She doesn't have to try, but I'm pretty open and honest with my partner.
So you don't... So you're quite open then? Like, you're not keeping any secrets from her?
No, I don't think if it's my wife, I'm committed to that. That's more important, I think.
Oh,
There shouldn't be anything between you and your wife or your husband.
Oh, right. No, okay. I thought you were going the other way.
Yeah,
man to man here, Sean. Mm-hmm. Not cool. Like, if we're two bros having a beer down at the pub, and I tell you an absolute corker of a secret I don't want anyone knowing. I don't want your wife knowing.
I wouldn't deliberately go out and tell her, but if it came up, then, yeah.
Hey, Sean,
I'd let it out, mate.
What if I was to tell you a story, and then right at the end I punctuated it with all the misses? No one can know about this, all the misses.
Oh, why wouldn't you want her to know?
Oh, you're a good mate. You're a dirty rat, Sean.
Is your wife listening right now, Sean? Has she got your phone tabbed? Come on. Thanks for the call, Sean.
No, see, that's what I want to be with someone like that.
Well, they will tell you.
No, they won't.
You want to be with a real man. Sorry, Sean. But
That's all from this Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up. Don't miss the next one. And don't miss Santa's Magical Kingdom at Crown Pyramid. Starts December 2nd. Tickets from Ticketmaster.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.